Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Alright, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we're going to finish the week with the biggest writer at the biggest website of his kind, that being Amoland.com, talking about, of course, Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Excuse my busy throat, too, if you would be so kind. Now, I have never thought of it this way, but you put out a very compelling article about the open carry of firearms and what it actually is. And it's a little more than just, you know, not covering up your gun. What compel me?
Okay, what I wrote about is that when you open carry a firearm, you're making a political statement. And that the open carry of firearms is strong, protected, symbolic, and political speech. It sends a clear, specific political message. Therefore, open carry of firearms is protected under the First Amendment, protecting the freedom of speech, as well as the Second Amendment, protecting the right to keep and bear arms. And the open carry of firearms sends this message. It says, the power of government is limited by the Constitution. Government is not allowed to disarm free people who are peaceable. And the Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that symbolic political speech is protected by the First Amendment. And I quote an article talking about how symbolic speech is protected, and it says that from the Supreme Court decisions, symbolic speech consists of nonverbal, non-written forms of communication, such as flag burning, wearing armbands, and burning draft cards. It's generally protected by the First Amendment unless it causes a specific direct threat to another individual or to public order. But nearly openly carrying firearms like holstered pistol or a slung rifle is not a direct threat to any individual or to public order. Because if it were, the open carry of firearms by police would directly threaten individuals or public order. But just having a pistol on your hip is not a direct threat to anyone, or having rifles slung over your shoulder. The same thing. It's not a direct threat. And now if you would point the firearm at an individual, or maybe even in the direct general direction of a group of people, that could be a direct threat. But that's not what we're talking about. Holstered pistols and slung rifles are an expression of political power and the limits on governmental power. Now, when the Supreme Court ruled that symbolic political speech can be limited, if they said that very specific qualifications have to be met. And it was in the case United States versus O'Brien. And the qualifications are this. One, any limitation on symbolic speech has to be allowed by the Constitution. Well, the open, you know, we have the right to keep and bear arms. So it seems right off saying you can't carry a firearm, can't openly carry one, doesn't meet the criteria. It's not allowed by the Constitution to restrict that. Two, the limitation must be necessary for an important governmental interest. But what's the important governmental interest here? I don't see any. I mean, there's about 45 states that allow open carry. It doesn't seem to be causing any problems in those states. I don't see any important governmental interest. It's just not there. Now, they could make up something. They could just say, well, security, safety, or throw up some general thing. I don't think it'll fly. Three, if there is a governmental interest, it cannot be related to the suppression of free speech. Now, that's important because California banned open carry of unloaded firearms. Now, it's hard to see how carrying an unloaded firearm could be a threat to public safety. But they specifically banned the open carry of unloaded firearms. It seems obvious to me they did not like the symbolic speech those firearms represented. And then finally, even if you say that it meets the first three criteria, which already I don't see that it meets any of them, the restriction has to be limited to the minimum necessary to meet the important governmental interest. So since firearms, the Supreme Court has ruled that there are a tiny number of, quote, sensitive places where firearms can be restricted under the Second Amendment, I could see they might say that they could be restricted in those areas. For example, inside a courtroom, for example, or inside a prison, or maybe inside a legislature during a session ongoing, possibly. So there might be a couple of very small exceptions. But the most open carry of firearms has been the most protected part of the right to bear arms in general. There is especially... starting in 1850s and then right after the Civil War, many states passed bans on the open carry of firearms, or rather the carry of firearms by concealed carry of firearms. But they didn't ban the open carry of firearms generally. So there's just not a lot of history saying you can ban open carry. And there's quite a bit of history saying that symbolic speech is protected. And there's only five states that are currently ban open carry. Now, we can argue about this a little bit because there's some states that ban most carry. But those states generally have a system whereby if you are granted a permit to carry, you can carry either openly or concealed.
Let me get you to hold right there. I know there's a little bit more to go to this. Talking to Dean Weingarten about the statement you make open carrying. It's not just about the gun that you're carrying. I mean, you can carry a gun in one of two ways, concealed or open carry. But the statement that you're making is sort of a nice little reminder to the limitations of government. And you can find this article at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten about, right now we're talking about the need to open carry. Am I correct in that characterization?
I agree. It's an important function to open carry for political purposes, to show that the government is limited and that they cannot, by law, under the Constitution, disarm people who are carrying firearms in a peaceable manner. And that, I mean, the question you have to look is, what are you trying to accomplish by carrying a firearm? Now, quite a few people are only looking at personal security and defense against an individual threat. But we also have to be concerned about keeping the republic and against the threat of government power, of overreaching government power, violating the Constitution. And I argue, and I think it's a good argument, that open carry as a political expression of symbolic protected speech is a very good force for keeping the republic and enforcing the ideals of limited government. And that's one of the reasons the opposition hates it so much. If you read what's on the sites of people who push for disarming us and generally disarming the public, they don't like concealed carry. But they absolutely hate open carry, because open carry is exactly in their face and says, we're not ashamed of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is here to stay, and you can't do anything about it. It's a direct confrontation to the idea that the state is all-powerful and should control all of our lives. And since their entire philosophy is based on the opposite, the philosophy is based on the idea that the state should essentially be God and there should be no limits on government power, open carry is a direct rebuttal to that presumption. It's like, and there's very little, it's hard to see much of a difference between openly carrying a holstered pistol on your hip and wearing a T-shirt that says, "The Second Amendment is my gun permit," or "Come and take it," that conservatives, Second Amendment supporters in Texas had these groups they called Open Carry Texas, and they flew these flags, which had a sign on it and a cannon on it, and it said, "Come and take it," and referred to the battle of Gonzales, where it was one of the first armed confrontation in the Texas Revolution against the Mexican Empire. And it is a strong statement that we have rights, the people have rights, the Constitution is a compact between the government and the people, and the government is not allowed by law to simply violate rights that are held sacrosanct and protected by the Constitution. Now, I included a joke. You probably heard it.
Yeah.
It's that a state trooper stops an elderly woman and says, "Ma'am, do you have any weapons on you?" And she says, "I have a 9mm pistol on my person." "Do you have any other weapons, ma'am?" "I have a 38 revolver in the glove box, 12-gauge shotgun, and an AR-15 in the trunk of the car." The trooper asks, "What are you afraid of?" And she says, "Absolutely nothing." So, and that's the thing with people who demonstrate that they have the right to be armed. But what you get from the other side is they claim people carry because they are afraid. But it's projection. It's the people who complain about open carry that have the phobia against weapons. You notice they don't complain much about police openly carrying weapons. It's not the weapons they are afraid of. They're afraid of political power in the hands of the people. That's what they are afraid of.
Yeah.
And so, when you open carry, You normalize the carry of weapons, and it has been very effective. I mentioned Texas because it's one of the prime examples where open carry led to constitutional carry. Texas had a pretty strong law. It was put in under Reconstruction government after the Civil War. They changed the Constitution in Texas to do it, and they prohibited the wearing of firearms. You couldn't wear a pistol on your hip or a knife in a sheath. And that's what it was, the wearing. You could carry rifles. Now think about that.
Right.
You could carry a rifle anywhere you wanted, and it wasn't against the law in Texas. Well, I mean, you couldn't take it into a prison. Maybe not a police station.
Right.
But you could carry it around anywhere you wanted. But you weren't allowed to carry a pistol on your hip. And that was resolved with compromises put in after the Civil War when they rewrote the Constitution to limit federal individual rights. Well, the open carry people in Texas started carrying rifles around with them everywhere, and they organized, these are all most always organized protests of 10, 20 people get together carrying AR-15s, other rifles, shotguns, whatever. And they'd stand on a street corner. Maybe they'd wave a come and take a flag, or they'd go hither and yon. And what happened, the reaction was not people getting angry about people openly carrying. It was horn honking and, yeah, right on, thumbs up. And it changed the whole conversation in Texas. And it was only a couple years after that started that they first passed open carry in Texas. And then just a couple of years after that, they passed constitutional carry.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. This article is
very good.
This is a very, this article, when you look at it from certain standpoints, I mean, I've always looked at open carry as sort of a grandstanding sort of thing, sort of messing around. But now I get the impetus for it. So this is worth the read. Go check it out at amaland.com. Dean's got over 2,100 other articles there while you were there. If you're just looking for something to peruse, it's well worth your time to give it a look, especially to this one. This one changed my mind. That's the hallmark, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News update. The White House briefed reporters this afternoon about President Biden's handling of classified documents. The National Archives says it must consult with the Department of Justice before releasing information on the president's actions to Congress. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee requested all documents and communications between the Archives and White House related to the discovery of classified materials found at the president's home and former office. The Archives says it will share that after consulting with the Justice Department to ensure it doesn't interfere with a special counsel's investigation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling for the Biden administration to do more on immigration reform.
Our cities and mayors have gotten us this far. Now it's time for our entire government to support the work.
Mayor Adams speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. New York City has helped more than 40,000 migrants since last spring. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I got to say this. This is sort of amusing. It reminds me of something that I read about in the Hamptons, where they had a massive deer infestation because there was no guns in the Hamptons to defenestrate it, I guess would be the term. And now in Massachusetts, where I think the saying is everything is illegal in Massachusetts, they have a coyote infestation. What's going on in Massachusetts, Dean?
Well, I found this fascinating because it's this kind of upscale, it's almost an island, but not quite. There's a very narrow causeway that connects this island of Nahant, Massachusetts, to the mainland. And, so it's almost an island, but not quite. And it's almost a square mile in extent. And it has a lot of, I'd call it upper middle class. I mean, the average income is about $100,000 plus per household, and the houses run about $500,000 apiece. So they're definitely not low class. And these coyotes, essentially invaded this island, and then once you got a breeding couple there, you get more. So they think they have about 8 to 12 coyotes now, and they've gotten very bold because nobody on the island appears to be willing to do anything about them. And they're not legally allowed to do anything about them under Massachusetts law. Now, coyote populations are on the rise all over the United States, and they've come from west of the Mississippi and invaded basically all the eastern states east of the Mississippi. They're found all the way up to Maine. Now, they're not native to that area. They did not exist in those states before about 30, 40 years ago. They migrated. Now, what happened in Nahant is that people have pets. Well, to coyotes, a pet is just another food source. And they've gotten so bold that in the last year they've had people out walking their pet, and a coyote comes along, kills the pet, and snatches it off the leash and takes it off and eats it. I mean, if you can imagine how terrible that must be. You've got this small dog or maybe even a cat, because people have heard about the cats being killed. They have it on a leash. And this coyote comes up, snatches and kills your pet right in front of your face, and then runs off with it. That has generated some opposition to the coyotes. And so, from late last year in December, the town council voted to bring in some specialty marksmen from the Department U.S., the Federal Department of Agriculture. I guess they don't have anybody in Massachusetts who has enough gumption to shoot coyotes. I mean, it's just, well, maybe in the Department of Agriculture they do. You probably have Department of Agriculture employees in Massachusetts. I shouldn't say that about all Massachusetts. And they have to hire these experts to shoot the coyotes, and they say that trapping has not worked and that it's not effective. Well, I'll tell you, if you know what you're doing, you can trap coyotes. But in Massachusetts, they banned the use of leg hold traps back in 1996. So you only have a very tiny number of people who are allowed to use traps in Massachusetts. And those people probably don't get lots of practice because they're not allowed to trap generally. But I had an uncle who was a professional trapper his entire life. I mean, amazing that someone was able to be a professional trapper right up into the 1990s. And, you know, he was older. And that guy was amazing. If you wanted him to catch animals, he caught them. He was so good and so skilled that he could ask you, which foot do you want me to catch? I mean, I'm not kidding. It was amazing, his woodcraft capability. He told me nobody needs anything more than a 243 to hunt elk, because he was a fantastic woodsman and he picked his shots. Well, you know, if you stalk within 200 yards and you wait for the right shot, so you put that 243 bullet right behind the shoulder and pulverize the heart and lungs, yeah, that's all you need. If you know what you're doing, you can trap coyotes very successfully. And since they only have 8 to 12, I am of a firm belief that they could get rid of them. But they can't do it themselves because they don't have the skills, and they're not allowed to by law. So they have to bring in professionals and pay them a lot of money. Now, all of this is hampered by this philosophy we have that animals are really furry little humans, and we should give them all the full constitutional rights we humans have. And in some of the articles they looked at, they had quotes. And I read these quotes, and I'm going, people really believe this. One was, well, I feel like, why get upset? Let them live. A lot of people won't agree with me. But then there was another person said, my feeling is, if we're responsible pet owners, and we're aware, and treat coyotes with respect, we'll all get along fine. Now, remember, these are coyotes that have already demonstrated that they view small pets as food.
Right.
So how do you get along with somebody who wants to eat you? It's kind of hard.
Where's that line of respect? Where do you draw that one?
Yeah. We have this the other thing that I found when I was researching this, and it was fascinating, and I remember the name, and you probably do, but people who are younger might not, and that is Cleveland Amory. Cleveland Amory was a famous and rabid animal rights promoter. He so strongly believed in animal rights, he thought, and he promoted it on television, that hunters should be hunted to reduce the population.
Oh, I missed that part, Dean. I missed that part.
Yeah, he advocated the hunting of human hunters to be killed for sport. Hmm. That's how rabid he was. He grew up, or he lived for most of his adult life, I think he might have grown up there, in Nahant, Massachusetts, the city we're talking about.
Right. I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break, so I really want to hear about this particular cat, because I've got a couple of ideas how he could have his hunts. I don't know how he feel about them, though. But hey, this article, I think this is the last one that has been published at amaland.com. That means it's on the front page right now. You don't have to go hunting for it. But if you look at the archive that Mr. Weingarten has, he has 2,100 plus more articles to look at, in addition to the other writers that are there. And the big thing about his archive is that the 2,100 that we're talking about here, that's just at Amaland. There's other articles of his out there in the probably nearly 4,000. Would you guess that might be what it is?
It's getting pretty close to that, yeah.
So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the last time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We were just talking about this cat that Cleveland Avers, is that his name? He wanted to.
Amory. Cleveland Amory.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
No, he died a few years ago.
Was he hunted?
And I don't think so. I mean, he was just famous. He was one of the movers and shakers behind the anti-fur movement. That basically destroyed the trapping industry around much of the world. He just was one of those people who did everything he could to destroy an understanding of the real world. For those who think of animals as people, I'd have this message. In the natural world, there is no diversity, inclusion, and equity. Animals don't believe in diversity, inclusion, and equity. They believe in death. And they believe that if they're hungry and you are made of meat, they will eat you. And his advocation of hunting hunters occurred on a major television show where he was a co-host. And he proposed on air during the viewers' breakfast hour the formation of a hunt club where human hunters would be tracked down and killed for sport, arguing that killing hunters in cold blood would be humane and kind owing to their overpopulation. He did this seriously. He was canned from the TV show for it because there was such an uproar among the population that he would recommend that humans be murdered.
If he were alive today, the World Economic Forum would take him in right now.
I would think so. I think they probably see him as the vanguard of their ideas.
Kindred spirit.
And he's from Nahant, so it's maybe not too hard to understand why Massachusetts is one of the early states to ban trapping, to ban a lot of hunting, put heavy restrictions on firearms. Now, Massachusetts, there's roughly, you know, somewhere about 5% of the adult population have carry permits. But I can understand why those 5% that have carry permits would be loath to shoot a coyote in Nahant, considering that it's not legal for them to do so.
Right.
You know, which do you do? Do you let coyotes get away with killing a few cats and dogs And, you know, maybe in the future, as we've seen happen in California and in Canada and in Dallas, you know, attack a small child every now and then. I mean, after all, the beauty of having a few coyotes around that can reduce the excess population of cats and dogs is a small price to pay for having a child attack now and then, right? Or maybe I got that reversed, but it's hard to say how they could make that logical. The fact is, animals are not people. And that is what this whole dynamic is about, is trying to treat animals as if they are people. They don't think like people. They don't know anything about our laws or ethics or morals. They are not people. They are resources. They should be respected. I don't believe that we should just arbitrarily torture animals, but they are a resource which we should preserve and conserve for our benefit. And the animals gain a lot of benefit from us by our rational management of them. If something doesn't manage wild animal populations, they overpopulate and starve. All kinds of bad things happen. But man, as shown in North America, if we manage the animal populations, everybody does much better. It just is the way it works.
Right.
This idea, by the way, I'd like to put out there that this idea that there is a, quote, balance in nature is far-fetched. It's just not true. Yeah, I mean, it was an idea that was put out, but through numerous research efforts, we show it's not true. There is no balance in nature. There are various competing interests. Populations go up and down, and they are not regulated much by predator-prey issues. They're, what happens is you get an abundance of one or the other, and then the populations rise, and then they crash. But if you have good human management, you can sustain them at fairly high levels without the boom-bust cycle you see in nature.
Well,
so there is no balance.
You know, when you look at formerly civilized places that have been abandoned, nature comes in pretty hard on that. I mean, nature is pretty...
Oh, of course it does.
Pretty powerful, and it reclaims any area that you do not maintain. And then the animals will move back into it, and...
They will, and they do, and, you know, if you have wilderness areas, you get animals in it because there aren't a lot of people there. But if you have an area with people in, the animals that come in start competing with the people, and you get problems. That's what we see with introduced wolf populations, like in Wisconsin. There's a proposal being put out by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources where they're talking about wolves. And essentially they say, look, the big benefit of having wolves around, and I'm totally paraphrasing, but I'm looking at the actual benefits, is that some people might like to see one or hear a wolf howl every now and then. But the detriments are the people who live with them hate it because they kill so much livestock and they're such a pain. But we want to have wolves around so we can study them and get paid lots of money.
That sounds like a really short-sighted agenda there to me.
Well, I think it is, but I'm not using their words. I mean, what's one of the primary things we should do? Well, we need to study wolf populations some more. And then we need to study them some more. And who are the people saying we need to study them some more? The people who do the studies and get paid big bucks to do so.
How are they going to – when they go out and study, are they going to take some guns with them in case they want to be studied very closely by the wolves?
I'm pretty sure they do. They probably go armed. We've had it turns out that there are several incidents in Wisconsin where wolves have threatened people. There was one case of a bite that I know of that I wrote up. But when I'm looking at the study, I was surprised that there were several more instances where people felt threatened. And a lot of cases, several cases, it was where the person was out hunting and wolves came and killed their dog, their hunting dog. So if you don't show dominance over wolves, they come to believe that you're not really a threat And eventually, if you're not a threat, you fall on the other side of the spectrum. You might be prey.
Right. You might be on the menu.
Right. Now, it's not common. You know, wolves generally have not attacked many people in North America because we're usually armed. When we're out, very many people are armed out in the woods. And for, oh gosh, what, 300-400 years in North America, if people saw a wolf, they assumed it was a bad idea and they shot it because it was a dangerous animal, threatened their livestock, their livelihoods, and their persons.
Right.
But we stopped doing that, and now wolves are coming back, and we're having more incidents where they threaten people.
Gotcha. Well, before we run out of time, I really do appreciate you rejoining me in 2023. I don't even know how long we've been doing this now.
You know, I was thinking and looking back, and it's been, what, at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So you and I, we now have quite the, within my podcast, where there's quite a few in the archive there of those as well. So thank you for joining me today, and we will reconvene with you on Tuesday, I take it?
Very good.
Very good.
I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. I will be back on Monday, and this is the incumbent part upon you. You have to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.